This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state's housing division says it has paid out more than $160 million in emergency rental assistance as of September. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The state says it's now able to pay out around $6 million a week to people who are in need of money for rent. It's a significant step up from the state's old system. A backlog of applications from tenants and landlords seeking pandemic assistance left people waiting months for relief even after their applications were approved. The state says most of the applications it's received have either been approved or denied or require additional information to be processed. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
While the Congressional Redistricting Commission tries to finalize its reworked map ahead of tomorrow's deadline, Colorado's state legislative maps are also in the works. CPR's Benta Brooklyn says those commissioners are in a similar situation.
That process has a little longer to go because the deadlines are different, but it's happening in the same way. Nonpartisan staff drawing maps with commission and public input. That process is possibly even harder because we have 100 state house districts to draw.
That was CPR's Benta Brooklyn. A mountaineer from Colorado plans to lead the first American expedition entirely made up of black climbers to the top of Mount Everest. The Colorado Sun reports Phil Henderson has been on several climbing expeditions in Nepal and South America, leading an all-black team to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. You're listening to CPR News.